Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. By John Bunyan. Copyright 2013. Hail and Fire. This audiobook is provided free by the Hail and Fire online library at hailandfire.com. This audiobook is composed of a lightly edited text and is not licensed for republication in any form without prior written consent. A URL, link to the Hail and Fire online library and bookstore may be published in order to encourage downloading of this audiobook. Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. In a faithful account of the life and death of John Bunyan, or a brief relation of the exceeding mercy of God in Christ to him, namely, in his taking him out of the dunghill and converting him to the faith of his blessed Son Jesus Christ. Here is also particularly showed what sight of and what troubles he had for sin, and also what various temptations he hath met with, and how God hath carried him through them. Preface, or brief account of the publishing this work, written by the author thereof, and dedicated to those whom God hath counted him worthy to beget to faith by his ministry in the Word. Children, grace be with you. Amen. I being taken from you in presence, and so tied up that I cannot perform that duty that from God doth lie upon me to you ward, for your father edifying and building up in faith and holiness, etc., yet that you may see my soul hath fatherly care and desire after your spiritual and everlasting welfare, I now once again, as before, from the top of Shania and Haman, so now from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards, do look yet after you all, greatly longing to see your safe arrival into the desired haven. I thank God upon every remembrance of you, and rejoice, even while I stick between the teeth of the lion in the wilderness, that the grace and mercy, and knowledge of Christ our Saviour, which God hath bestowed upon you, with abundance of faith and love, your hungerings and thirstings after Father acquaintance with the Father, in the Son, your tenderness of heart, your trembling at sin, your sober and holy deportment also, before both God and men, is a great refreshment to me. For ye are our glory and joy. I have sent you here enclosed a drop of that honey that I have taken out of the carcass of a lion. I have eaten thereof myself, and am much refreshed thereby. Temptations, when we meet them at first, are as the lion that roared upon Samson. But if we overcome them, the next time we see them, we shall find a nest of honey within them. The Philistines understand me not. It is something of a relation of the work of God upon my soul, even from the very first, till now, wherein you may perceive my castings down, and risings up, for he woundeth, and his hands make whole. It is written in the Scripture, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth. Yea, it was for this reason I lay so long at Sinai, to see the fire, and the cloud, and the darkness, that I might fear the Lord all the days of my life upon earth, and tell of his wondrous works to my children. Moses wrote of the journeys of the children of Israel, from Egypt to the land of Canaan, and commanded also that they did remember their 40 years' travel in the wilderness. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments, or no. Wherefore this I have endeavoured to do. And not only so, but to publish it also, that, if God will, others may be put in remembrance of what he hath done for their souls, by reading his work upon me. It is profitable for Christians to be often calling to mind the very beginnings of grace with their souls. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord, for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night to the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. O my God, saith David, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. He remembered also the lion and the bear, when he went to fight with the giant of Gath. It was Paul's accustomed man, and that, when tried for his life, even to open before his judges the manner of his conversion, he would think of that day, and that hour, in which he first did meet with grace, for he found it supported him. When God had brought the children of Israel out of the Red Sea, far into the wilderness, yet they must turn quite about thither again, to remember the drowning of their enemies there, for though they sang his praise before, yet they soon forgat his works. In this discourse of mine, you may see much, much I say, of the grace of God towards me. I thank God, I can count it much. For it was above my sins and Satan's temptations too. I can remember my fears and doubts, and sad months, with comfort. They are as the head of Goliath in my hand. There was nothing to David like Goliath's sword, even that sword that should have been sheathed in his bowels. For the very sight and remembrance of that did preach forth God's deliverance to him. Oh! The remembrance of my great sins, of my great temptations, and of my great fear of perishing forever. They bring afresh into my mind the remembrance of my great help, my great supports from heaven, and the great grace that God extended to such a wretch as I. My dear children, call to mind the former days and years of ancient times. Remember also your songs in the night, and commune with your own hearts. Yea, look diligently, and leave no corner therein unsearched for that treasure hid, even the treasure of your first and second experience of the grace of God towards you. Remember, I say, the word that first laid hold upon you. Remember your terrors of conscience, and fear of death and hell. Remember also your tears and prayers to God. Yea, how you sighed under every hedge for mercy. Have you never a hill mizar to remember? Have you forgot the close, the milk house, the stable, the barn, and the like, where God did visit your souls? Remember also the word, I say, upon which the Lord hath caused you to hope. If you have sinned against light, if you are tempted to blaspheme, if you are drowned in despair, if you think God fights against you, or if heaven is hid from your eyes, remember it was thus with your father. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. I could have enlarged much in this my discourse, of my temptations and troubles for sin, as also of the merciful kindness and working of God with my soul. I could also have stepped into a style much higher than this, in which I have here discoursed, and could have adorned all things more than here I have seemed to do, but I dare not. God did not play in tempting of me. Neither did I play, when I sunk as into the bottomless pit, when the pangs of hell caught hold upon me. Wherefore I may not play in relating of them, but be plain and simple, and lay down the thing as it was. He that liketh it, let him receive it, and he that doth not, let him produce a better. Farewell. My dear children, the milk and honey are beyond this wilderness. God be merciful to you, and grant that you be not slothful to go in to possess the land. John Bunyan.